To Pennsylvania now, 22 states prohibit housing discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Pennsylvania is not one of them, even though polling shows that 74% of Pennsylvanians would support a law banning such discrimination. Well, now there's a move to offer those protections at the local level and possibly bring the state along. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Marielle Segura of WHYY's Keystone Crossroads reports.
Sitting on a couch in an oak-paneled room at Kutztown University, Shannon Peitzer lays it out for me.
If I were to live in Kutztown, I would be concerned that a landlord would look at me and say, you know, I don't want to deal with you anymore. You're trans. I don't want that in my house. Get out.
Peitzer is a transgender woman. And in Kutztown, Pennsylvania, it would be perfectly legal for a landlord to refuse to rent her an apartment or to kick her out because of that.
And where does that leave me? That leaves me on the streets.
There's a federal law that prohibits landlords, business owners, and others from discriminating based on race, religion, sex, but not gender identity or sexual orientation. Some states grant those last two protections, but Pennsylvania isn't one of them. And only 34 out of the state's thousands of municipalities include gender identity and sexual orientation in local anti-discrimination laws. Peitzer lives in one of those cities, Allentown, about 20 miles away. For some LGBT students who live near campus in Kutztown, simple questions from a landlord, like, what'd you do this weekend, can feel loaded. James Kerrigan is a grad student, and he's gay.
I say, oh, I went on a date, and then have to think, do I want to change the gender? Do I want to just say I went out with this person and they, you know, use a gender-neutral pronoun? It causes a lot of anxiety.
Kerrigan is working with Peitzer and other students to pass an anti-discrimination law in Kutztown to include gender identity and sexual orientation. They're getting guidance from Equality PA, a statewide advocacy group. Ted Martin is its executive director.
This is the promise of America, that everyone gets a fair shot, that everyone has an equal playing field. That's all this is.
But opponents think it's much more. Randall Wenger is chief counsel at the Pennsylvania Family Council. He says adding these protections to anti-discrimination laws could force business owners to go against their religious beliefs or require colleges to allow transgender students to live in same-sex dorms that match their gender identity.
We, as much as everyone else, want to make sure that our friends and neighbors in the LGBT community know that we respect them. We also want to make sure that the laws that we pass respect everybody.
Ted Martin from Equality PA says from his perspective, these local laws leave the state with a sort of legal patchwork. But he says they can be part of a bigger strategy. They're a way to light a fire under state legislators. Martin says he got that idea from the lawmakers themselves.
When we would meet with them, they would often say to me, you know, years ago, well, you know, I can vote for something here in Harrisburg. You have to show me that there's grassroots support. You have to show me that the community is behind these kind of things.
That local first approach has helped change the mind of at least one Pennsylvania legislator, Democrat Michael Hanna. This session, for the first time, he's sponsoring a bill that would update the state's anti-discrimination law to include gender identity and sexual orientation. Hanna says he had a change of heart partly because his sons are always talking to him about LGBT issues, but also because the local laws forced him and other legislators to pay attention.
A lot of people's eyes were open to what we either chose to ignore or just didn't see.
There's a companion bill in the Senate, too. Combined, the bills have more than 100 co-sponsors, Republican and Democrat. In Kutztown, the borough council has tabled the proposed local law, citing concerns about cost. Instead, and here's the great irony, the borough is waiting to see whether the state passes its law. Advocates say it'd be better to have both laws. For now, they have neither. For Here and Now, I'm Marielle Segura.